Hi. Today I'm going to present the work named Understanding Gamma Adjustments of Images. And well, I'm going to start talking about gamma adjustment.
Speak loudly and put that close to your mouth. Mostly speak loudly. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to start talking about gamma adjustment. And in general, gamma adjustment possibly one of the simplest tone reproduction operators, and it requires only one parameter called gamma. Basically, gamma control the shape of the transformation curve that map input intensity into output intensities.
Thank you. Use that instead.
Gamma larger than 1 will darken the image, and while the gamma smaller than 1 will lighten the image. Typically, gamma adjustment is done manually by users in an imaging application such as Curve 2 in Photoshop. Well, the question here is, is there any way to perform this task automatically? By this we mean that is there any some sort of formulas that can hopefully design an appropriate gamma based on some image statistic? Well, to answer these questions, in the companion's work of these studies, we answer these questions from a mathematical point of view using a concept of maximum entropy from information theory. And in contradiction to the mathematical approach, here in this work, we empirically conduct a psychophysical experiment where observers adjust the gamma, and then we try to fit some formulas to predict the result that we got from the experiment. Before I'm going to talk about the experiment, here I would like to talk about the concept of image entropy. Since later I will show you how this concept related to the work that I'm going to present here. Well, entropy is a statistical measure of the uncertainties associated to a random variable, and typically for imaging applications, entropy encapsulates the ideas of how expensive it is to encode the image without losing any data. And this is because practically some intensity levels of image occurs more frequently than others, as you can see from the image on the left, on the right. Here we have bright image, and of course, the corresponding histogram of this image indicate that most of the intensity levels of this image are clustered in the highlight regions. And importantly, for our work, the concept of image entropy related to the visible details in images. And to understand why they are related to each other, here I would like to remind you about the concept of histogram equalizations. Histogram equalizations transformation functions is generated based on the information extracted from the image histogram. The algorithm uses cumulative distribution functions, or CDF, in order to generate an image whose intensity levels are equally likely and cover the entire range 0 to 1 interval. And typically, this resulted in the image with higher contrast. What that interesting here is there is no need to perform these operators again, since it will give the identical output to the input. So we call this the state of image having its maximum entropy. Actually, in afterwards, histogram equalizations maximize the image entropy, and other histogram equalizations give you the maximum entropy, but it is well known that sometimes the operators fails in terms of visual pleasing when dealing with a number of images, such as the one shown here. Here, let us move back to the companion study. Well, in that work, what had been done in that work, Philesians proved there is existing the gamma that maximizes entropy of images. And he called this gamma the optimal gamma. And once we apply the optimal gamma to the image, there is no need to apply it again, since the second gamma will already be one, which indicating the identical results. In other words, the gamma, the optimal gamma, maximize the image entropy like histogram equalizations does. Now let's move back to our work. Well, our assumption here is there any relationships between the optimal gammas deriving from the mathematical aspect to those results from psychophysics experiments that we are going to conduct? And if there are correlated, can we use it as a gamma predictor? Well, to test these assumptions, we need some proper psychophysics to test these assumptions. And this is why in our experiment, we base it on a double staircase method. Informally, there are two series of stimuli, one starting with a very high value of gamma, the other one starting with the very low value of gamma. And we call these two series as descending and ascending staircase, respectively. In the experiment, we present a stimulus one at a time, whether it belongs to the descending or ascending staircase. The observer task here is to answer either the stimulus presenting here appears too bright or too dark to the one that they prefer. And if the response is too dark, the next display stimulus will be one step brighter to the current one. And in contrast, as can be seen here, if the image is too bright to the one that they prefer, the next display stimulus will be one step darker. The observer keep repeating this until two staircases converge. Then we collect a gamma when observers change their response for 6 times. And finally, we average this gamma in order to get the observer's preferred gamma. And then we stop the experiment. And to visualize what will happen in our experiments, here, assuming we have 2 stackers, one starting with the high gamma values and one starting with the low value of gammas. Once they converge, here they converge at 27. Then we collect the gamma value at the reversals for 6 times, and the final observer's preferred gamma is the average of the 6 gamma that we collect. And 15 images from Godard standard data sets together with 27 hours images were chosen to have different average intensity range from very dark to very bright images were incorporated in the experiment. 12 observers were participate in the experiment. They are naive to the goal of the experiment. The whole process took about 60 minutes with 2 25 minute sessions with a 10 minute break in the middle. And here are the results. We found that if we plot the experimental gamma and the optimal gamma, what we get is a linear relation between the two of them. This indicates that somehow the observers is behaving as optimal information processors, and it's also indicated that the concept of maximum entropy is related to the way human adjust the gamma. In other words, we are proposing gamma adjustment is proportional to the optimal gamma adjustment that maximize. We are proposing gamma adjustment is proportional to the optimal gamma that maximize image entropy. And apart from the optimal gamma, we also test our experimental data to 3 related formulas. The first one is a combination formula found in nonlinear markings operators by neurons. The next 2 formula is the lineage calculations found in 2 versions of C-CAMs. Yes, the blue retention lines is our optimal gammas, and the red lines belong to a modified versions of combination formulas in Moroni's work. And the green and the yellow ones, it belongs to the Linus calculations formulas in CCAMS 97S and CCAMS 02. We found that all of the formula work in the same way as our optimal gamma does, although they're slightly have lower correlations compared to the optimal gamma that we use. This also indicates that these formulas also increase the information contents of image. There are many applications to the models, but the obvious one is to use the derivative equations as an automatic gamma adjustment operators, and here are some signals we take so far. As a conclusion, we use the concept of image entropy in order to predict the gamma adjustment made by human observers. And we found that there is a linear relationship between the information theoreticals inspired optimal gamma and the gamma adjustment made by observers. Later, linear predictions are delivered by the combinations formulas following nonlinear marking operators and the two versions of secants. And finally, we propose that the linear relationship between the optimal gamma and the experimental gamma can be used to adjust gamma in the images. Thank you.
Okay, one question from Mike.
Optimal gamma being 1 over mean log of x, where x
yes.
is the pixel value. And if you have a black pixel, a very black pixel, you're going to end up with a 0 there. And that is going to give you an infinite gamma. So how do you get out of the black pixel problem, instability, due to taking the geometric mean of the pixel that you're doing here?
Actually, we are still working on it at the company and works. So I don't think I can answer these questions to you. Yeah, because actually, the company and work is my supervisor works. So.
The answer was they have a minimum value. If you didn't hear it. Okay, really, that's all we do have time for. Thank you.
Thank you.